USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Sunday encouraged Americans to keep protesting the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe, as a large number of Americans approve of states making abortion laws in an effort to save the lives of babies. Biden is ready to make the issue a public health emergency, again relying on executive order.
Keep protesting, because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women in the meantime, but fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law.
President Biden will host an event today marking the passage of the most significant federal gun legislation in nearly 30 years and calling on Congress to do more to reduce firearm violence that will only hinder law-abiding Americans. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
More women are getting into positions of power in professional sports.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold a title in the NHL. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there. The momentum's going to keep growing. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports. And hopefully one day there's a female general manager in the NHL. And I know the NBA, MLB, all these sports are taking those steps.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The NFL's Las Vegas Raiders announced last week Sandra Douglas Morgan as the team's new president.
It's my honor to be here today as the newest member of the Raiders family.
The first ever black female to hold this role in the NFL. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden is overreaching with his executive order on abortion, but he won't protect the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling against Roe. South Carolina Representative Republican Ralph Norman on Newsmax weighs in.
This administration under Joe Biden is out of touch with reality. On the abortion issue, this is states' rights versus federalism. And for him to do this, along with everything else, I mean, why isn't he protecting the Supreme Court justices that made the ruling? Now, why is he letting them run Judge Kavanaugh out of a restaurant, I understand, this past week? I mean, it makes no sense. He's overreaching. He's out of touch. And the midterms could not come quick enough for us to bind this man or at least slow him down on what he's doing to this country, which is unexcusable. And he's not going to condemn the actions because I think that his left, socialist left, that's controlling him and the cabal that's running this country is not letting him. And people know that he's not really running the country. He's taking his orders from a far left group.
The Texas House Investigating Committee's preliminary report on the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, is expected to be released within the next 10 days. The chairman of the committee, Representative Dustin Burroughs, is pushing for the report to include the critical 77 minutes of hallway surveillance video. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.